Well, now to the latest tensions between China and its neighbors in the South China Sea. We reported on China building massive artificial islands in those disputed waters, but there's something else going on there. Chinese fishermen destroying coral reefs under the protection of the Chinese Navy. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is covering the story and joins us from Tokyo now. Rupert, tell us what these fishermen are doing and how you found out about it.
So we went on a flight to essentially to look at these new Chinese islands that have been built out there. But also we had to land and refuel, and we got permission to land and refuel on a tiny little Philippine military outpost called Pagasa. It's only about 400 meters long. It has a gravel runway. We were coming in to land there, and off to the side, out of the window, we could see this reef mining going on. Boats on the reefs, clearly destruction of the reefs going on, because you could see these large plumes of sand and gravel coming out from behind these boats. And so we grabbed a local Filipino fisherman from the island we'd landed on and went off across the water to this nearby reef and drove the boat literally right into the middle of all these Chinese poachers who were tearing the reef apart.
And then this is what happened next. Let's listen.
The poachers anchor their boats to the reef and then rev their engines.
你好,你们在做什么?
I asked this man what they are doing.
你们是找什么东西?
What are you looking for, I asked.
贝壳。贝壳。
We're looking for sea clams, he says.
Sea clams, Rupert, that are in some cases 100 years old.
Yeah, what we found out when we got into the water to see what they were doing is that they anchor the boats to the reef and then they rev their engines to sort of pull the reef apart, and they're pulling out these giant clams that grow inside the reefs all over the world, actually. They grow very slowly and they grow in reef systems and they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And when they can live for over 100 years, and over that period they can grow to, you know, three feet or more in diameter, 3 or 4 feet, these really big ones. And they are magnificent creatures, but they are very valuable. And I looked this up later. You can buy these pairs of shells of this size on websites, on auction sites, for $1,000 to $2,000 each. So Obviously these poachers were looking to get... Well, we saw on board their boats, they had hundreds of these stacked on their boats. So they are making lots of money out of this.
Are they aware, though, of the environmental consequences of this? Do they care about the environmental consequences?
Well, apparently not. I actually tried to speak to some of them on board one of their boats to tell them that, you know, what they're doing is illegal. And they were totally oblivious. It's very strange, though, I have to say, Jeremy, because these are fishermen. And these fishermen come from Hainan Island in southern China. We saw the name of the port they come from, Tianmen, on the back of their boats. That is a fishing port where people have been fishing the South China Sea for centuries. And yet they are destroying the reefs where the fish breed. So in the long run, they are destroying their own livelihoods. But, you know, China has become rich very, very quickly. And there is a lot of money to be made in China in trading in endangered species, whether that's ivory from elephants in Africa, whether it's giant sea clams or indeed giant turtles, which are also very valuable and highly endangered and are also poached from the South China Sea. So this is a sort of get rich quick system where you rape the environment and you make lots of money in a short time, but in the long term, there will be nothing left.
And the Chinese authorities are protecting these fishermen, not just allowing them to do this, but actually getting them out of trouble when the Philippine authorities arrest them.
That's right. I mean, you know, that's quite a sort of strong allegation to make, but it is backed up by the fact that the Philippine authorities have arrested poachers, Chinese poachers, in the last couple of years, put them on trial. There's a particular case from last year where a group of poachers were found with 500 hawksbill turtles on board their boat. Now, the hawksbill turtle is one of the most endangered giant sea turtles in the world. It's critically endangered. It is on the CITES protection list, on UN conventions. It's protected. And yet, when the Philippines put these men on trial, the Chinese government put a huge amount of pressure on them, declared their arrest illegal, said that they had been detained illegally in Chinese-controlled waters and demanded their release. So that suggests that the Chinese government was not particularly concerned by their illegal poaching activities.
So can anything be done about this? There are going to be a lot of listeners who hear this and are very disturbed by the fact that this is going on and the authorities are allowing it to happen.
I tell you what happened, Jeremy. We went back from that reef to the nearby island. We then had dinner with the Philippine Marines who are posted on that tiny little Philippine outpost. And I said to the commander there, look, you've got weapons, you've got boats. Why don't you get in your boats and go over there and arrest these people or at least drive them off? And he said, we can't do that. We cannot risk starting a shooting war with China. There's nothing we can do about it. And that is the reality. The Philippines is too weak and too afraid to be able to take on these people.
Well, great reporting, Rupert. That's the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joining us from Tokyo. You can see more of his reporting from the South China Sea at our website, hereandnow.org. Rupert, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.